The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Check this out. One, two, that's it. Two dribbles to get three quarters of the court. Make the call. Is that a walk? Yeah.
No. Does it matter if no one plays
good.
It's ballet.
Apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
An apology to the silversmiths for throwing the trophy.
I love the silversmiths. Have them over for Thanksgiving every year. Not this year, pandemic. Lovely people.
I never get an invite.
We'll get to that in a second. The latest on Anthony Davis' Achilles. Well, there's an MRI today as of our tape time. No results. But there's swelling around the tendon. Now, the tendon, it's long been the worst injury in this sport, if it tears. But recently, John Wall, Kevin Durant have come back strong. And Breanna Stewart came back incredibly, but it's always a concern. We'll start with you, Bill Plaschke. What are you hearing, and how much concern with the Lakers?
A concern is mild. It's a huge concern. First off, if it's a tear, their championship run's over with. They can't win without Anthony Davis and LeBron together. They're 9 points worse when Anthony Davis is out of the lineup. And that's still fourth best in the NBA, but it's not good enough to win a championship. So if it's a tear, they're done. And if it's just soreness and the tendonitis, they still have to worry because Anthony Davis, can he play through the discomfort that he's shown lately in the recent years he cannot play through? They're wondering now, can he? So they're going to shut him down for a month even, rest him to the postseason. But can he get through the barrier and the adversity of the pain in that Achilles? That's a concern too.
That's a concern for the team. That's what you're hearing, whether Anthony Davis can get through the barrier, as you say.
Yes.
Frank Isola, I'll bring you in now. How concerned should the Lakers be?
Well, you have to be. And one thing about Anthony Davis, who's a terrific player, but in the bubble, he led the league in grimaces. I think he was averaging about three a game where he gets hurt and he grabs something. You're thinking, wow, this might be it for him. But the way that he limped off last night, that has to be a concern. And because it's only February, you know they're going to rest him. But if I'm LeBron James, I'm thinking, hang on a second. I'm 36 years old. I've been carrying this team. We brought this guy here. I need his help. I'm worried about my health now. I have to be the one that's available and healthy come playoff time.
Emily Kaplan, I saw your face when Frank was talking about Anthony Davis leading the league in grimaces last year, and then you led the panel in grimaces hearing that. Please, tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm grimacing at you because I've got a lot of empathy for AD. I really do. This is someone who's trying to fit into the culture that LeBron set, where he literally won't even take a night off. But that's an unfair standard for anyone. AD clearly wants to show us that he's not a frail player, but he is a frail player, and LA is getting the exact same experience that New Orleans did. Now, as it pertains to the Lakers, I'm not that concerned because they're 21-7. They have built this cushion, so over the next couple weeks, they're not going to fall out of playoff position. But in a month's time, they can go and add a 15th roster player, and they really have to go and consider getting a big man. Look at the buyout market. There's no 7-footers on this roster. You have to build in some protection if AD is not available later in the season or in the postseason.
And Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to look at is the fact that the Lakers somehow, when Anthony Davis has not been out there, have still managed to win with LeBron James leading them, right? Their offense is slightly better, weirdly enough. They're with 9-4, I think, with LeBron without AD. But to Bill's point, I mean, we know this is all about getting that ring again. And so I think they just need to shut down Anthony Davis for a month and a half, 2 months, whatever it takes for that tendon to just start to feel somewhat normal again. Because if you continue to play on a hurt Achilles tendon, it's not going to get better, period.
So it's a complete shutdown in your mind for months, you said, or 2 months. Plaschke, considering that, we still don't have the results of the MRI. That's a lot of pressure on LeBron. Aren't we saying that again in year whatever this is, 18 at age 36?
Yeah, Frank touched on it. LeBron embraces the pressure. He embraces playing every day. He hasn't missed a game. He played 40 minutes the other night. But, yeah, this is a lot for him, and this is huge. How's he going to look in May and June after all playing all these minutes? How's he going to look trying to carry this team through there? I would think that at some point he was going to take a vacation. This means no vacation for LeBron, so that's yet another concern for the Lakers. None of this looks good. None of this is
Frank?
Good.
Yeah, the minutes police aren't going to like it. There was a stretch where LeBron played 46, 44, and 41 minutes. But I think what's going to happen, though, if we're not going to have fans in the building, I think it's not going to matter where the Lakers finish. I still think come playoff time, if LeBron is healthy, Anthony Davis is healthy, they'll be the team to beat in the Western Conference.
And we always look for LeBron to step up. How about some other players step up? Kyle Kuzma last night had a big putback. I mean, they've got other guys on this team who can do some things and maybe take a little bit of pressure off LeBron
AD.
Without the coaching staff having to do it himself.
They have to have AD.
They got to have AD.
Oh, absolutely. Do they have to be AD. The 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed? Do they have to be? Especially, I mean, they could be playing the Clippers, and then their home court advantage is the same court anyway. It really doesn't matter. I mean, they could win from the 5 or 6 or 7 seed. If Davis comes back,
they have to have AD to win. They have.
But the league may be wide open now, which would be a gift to the teams that have been close but can't get it right. And one of those is our next topic of conversation, the Milwaukee Bucks. They're all over the place this season. And now they're on a 3-game losing streak. After the loss to Utah Friday night, you heard from Giannis. Here he is.
They would play the game, I guess, the best team in the West. They'd be playing amazing.
So, Frank, I've got two questions. Could Utah be the team to be the best in the West? But maybe even more so, what do you think of Giannis saying that?
I think Giannis is being honest right there. I think a lot of European players, when you ask them a question, they're giving you an honest answer. He's not trying to poke LeBron or anything like that. It's funny, too. Remember, with the whole thing that happened last year with Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, everyone was thinking, you know what? They might have to break these two up. That hasn't been the case. Top five offense, defense. And here's something else, Tony. Can we put Donovan Mitchell in the MVP conversation? I know Vegas, the media, and the fans didn't mention it before the season, but the guy's playing, he's the best player on the best team in the league right now. So Donovan Mitchell, guess what? He's in the top five MVP conversation.
You really get worked up about that, Frank Isola.
Yes.
You put it on the media. Hello, you are the media, Frank. You had your opportunity to put him on the list before it. Kevin Blackenstone, how about you?
Yeah, well, the important thing that Frank said right there was the fact that you're talking about a team that's top five in offense and defense. So they are playing really well, and Donovan Mitchell's having a heck of a year. But come on, stop it, Giannis. You know who the best teams are in the West, and it's not Utah despite all of that. It is AD and LeBron, if they are healthy. Last I checked, they won it all a year ago. And it's also the Clippers coming up on the other side of this with Kawhi. They're playing much, much better. So I'm not ready to throw Utah, despite their record in the West right now, into that championship conversation.
I think I'm going to have more grimaces on the show than Frank has MVP candidates not named Luka. But look, I think Giannis is an expert here because he's lost to both teams. And every time I watch the Jazz, they impress me more and more. You know, I look at Saturday's game against the Heat as a great example. This is a team that's on pace to break the NBA's record for threes per possession. Right. And then they come out in that game and they suck. They're ice cold in the first half, 3 for 21 from three. They adjusted and found a way to win. That's the best team in the West.
And Bill Plaschke.
Well, let's put the brakes on the Jazz, please. What did they do last year in the playoffs? Out in the first round. How about two seasons ago in the playoffs? Out in the first round. I judge a team by how they do in late spring and early summer. The Jazz have failed miserably in both counts. This team, they have to grow together and learn together. They have to take the next step. They're not ready to take the next step, and if they are, it's not going to be a step to the championship. I would say this is the fourth best team in the West at best right now, because again, judging by
If you got them fourth, you got to tell us who's 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, the if Fady's healthy, the Lakers and LeBron, the Nuggets and the Clippers.
Frank, you want to respond to that, please?
All of them have been further than the Jazz.
Frankie?
And let's remember, Mike Conley missed that shot at the bubble. They would have gone to the second round. Who knows how far they go. I like what Utah's done.
What if?
I understand another thing. We could only talk about culture when it comes to Miami Heat. How's it working out for the Utah Jazz? They've had a culture there since John Stockton and Karl Malone. That team, that organization knows what they're doing. They keep their group together. They're getting better as they get
older. Did anybody else find it interesting, Plaschke brought up your need postseason
slower.
Success? And then ahead of the Jazz, he had the Los Angeles Clippers. Very interesting from Plaschke.
Good catch.
The latest from the Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer after Chris Doyle's resignation. Nothing, not a word. Team tries to move on. Kevin Blackstone, how do you think moving on will go? Do you think this affects Meyer in the locker room moving forward?
Well, of course it affects him in the locker room whenever he gets there. I guess he's, I assume he's been there by now. But here's the thing. He's the one that's got to speak out. He's the one that decided to make this hire. Now you've got a couple guys on the team who have gone to Twitter to express their disappointment and their doubts about the leadership of their new coach. You have them bringing up what happened back at Iowa, and Urban Meyer has said nothing. He should be front and center on this. He should be at a microphone apologizing to the players on that team who he is upset, apologizing to ownership, to the fans for the fact that he brought this guy into this mix. So until and unless he does something, I don't see him having a really good space within that locker room.
And you believe that apology needs to be public and not just in the locker
Absolutely.
Room?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it needs to be public. I mean, he's the one that came out and said he vetted this guy and he's known him for 20 years and, you know, and he knows what his proclivities are. So, of course, he should make it public.
Emily Kaplan, your view of it?
Yeah, my big picture view is that Urban is learning this isn't college anymore. And college coaches have so much power. I went to Penn State 2004. There's this anecdote where the university president, the AD, went to Joe Paterno's house and was like, hey, look, we think you're losing control of the program. It's probably time for you to go. They left that night, and guess who kept their job? I really feel like Shad Khan probably sold that same thing to Urban Meyer. They're going to have total autonomy over this roster. You can run this program. He's like, great, I'll hire my buddy, sneak him in with his dubious role, and no one will notice. That's not how it works. Now, I think he'll get over this with the locker room because these guys had no interactions with him. His tenure was literally one day. But Urban Meyer's on notice. If you make one more mistake like this, like mutiny.
Frank Isola, is that how you see it?
I think it was clearly a swing and a miss by Urban Meyer. And I think in college you can make these things and the players don't have a say. But remember, you talk about losing the locker room. They were 1-15. Who exactly is he losing? It seems like the locker room is lost to begin with. It's only February. Here's a guy who wants to help out a buddy of his. And he's thinking, all right, he did his punishment. They fired him. Let me bring him on board. What he didn't read was the locker room. And I think he realized, you know what? I just got this job. Players on the team. I don't think Urban Meyer cares what the media says. I don't think he cares what the fans say. I think he did listen to his players and he said, you know what? I better back off here. This was a mistake.
But really, was it just misreading the locker room, Frank? Or was it something more than that? I mean, he doesn't have to ask his players whether somebody who's been fired 8 months ago with allegations of racial mistreatment and, bullying.
I understand. I think these coaches, as everybody knows, they're all part of a fraternity, and he thinks he did his punishment because he got fired. I'm just telling you how I think Urban Meyer feels. He got fired from a job. He's out of work right now, even though he's making $800,000 a year to be a strength and conditioning coach. That's a pretty good salary. And I think he said, you know what? Let me bring him into my life.
We've talked about this for multiple shows now, and the words cancel culture comes up. And the words accountability comes up. And Bill Plaschke, you read this completely. You said when we had our show Friday that Doyle will not have his job by the end of the weekend, and you were right in that regard. How's your read of it now?
Yeah, Frank, you're saying that we wonder how Urban Meyer feels. I don't care how Urban Meyer feels. This is a mistake in judgment. And this moving forward, I don't know how he gets this locker room back because he's obviously tone deaf to issues of racism and inclusivity. And how does this carry over in his other decisions that he's going to make when running this franchise? I think he's crossed the line that I don't know how he gets back from that line. And the players, I don't know how they trust him. I don't know how the players of all sorts trust this guy moving forward.
Kevin Blackstone, 19. Frank Isola, 18. Emily Kaplan, 18. Bill Plaschke, 16. Taking a break right here. Buy or sell in 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Maybe.
The Clippers got further than the Jazz.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
What are some specific things that you would like or that you guys need to do to have results change?
We just need to play harder.
Okay.
That's it. We're not playing hard. We're not playing as hard as we know we can.
Kemba Walker after the Celtics' 13-point loss to the Wizards. Splashkey? Is that what it is for Boston right now? Is there 500? Just a matter of playing harder?
No, Kemba Walker needs to play better. He was minus 19 in that game. They need to play deeper. They missed Marcus Smart. They missed him for 2 weeks. And Brad Stevens needs to coach better. I'm wondering if they're starting to tune him out finally after all these years. I just, they're not together, and they ought to be a lot better than they are.
After the game, Jaylen Brown was asked about their ball movement. He said, no comment. I've got a comment for you. You guys are 28th in the league in assists. This is an issue with roster construction. It's an issue with depth, as Bill said. But it's also an issue with drafting. This is what happens when you whiffs on back-to-back number 14 picks.
Kevin Blackstone.
All I know is that team is still loaded with some really good talent. So this is a real mark on Brad Stevens' Hall of Fame plaque. They've got to get him coaching. He's got to get coaching better with this team. Playing some defense, everybody playing harder. Absolutely.
Right, guys. Solo.
Kemba Walker was hurt to begin the season. He doesn't play in back-to-backs. He's played 12 games, and he's talking about playing harder. Jason Tatum plays all the time. Jaylen Brown wants better ball movement. He had 10 assists against Toronto. The last two games, a total of 65 minutes, a total of zero assists for Jaylen Brown.
Guys are killing the Celtics here. I mean, I know they're 500. They're not so far. They're the 5 seed in the East right now. They're not in bad shape.
They mark as smart.
Buy or sell to James Harden, Brooklyn point guard. Kyrie Irving has spoken. Emily, buy or sell this team better with Harden at point? Buy or sell Kyrie making the call?
I hope that someone let Steve Nash know. That would be nice. Look, I feel like this is exactly what LeBron James was trying to impart with Kyrie early in their careers in Cleveland, and he wasn't mature enough to do it at the time. But look, this is Kyrie Irving. Just because he says or believes something one day doesn't mean he's going to say it or believe it the next.
KB?
Well, I'll just say this. Remember when Mike D'Antoni first got James Harden down to Houston and he turned him, he said he's going to make him a point guard, and we all went, oh, this is the craziest thing. And what did he do? He went out and led the league in assists. So it's not like Kyrie is some Mensa here. This is the thing to do.
Frank, the Nets with Harden as point guard, that's the right idea?
Yeah, and a related story. About a week ago, I told Tony, you be the host of the show, I'll continue to be the panelist. That's the best role for both of us. James Harden is a better player. Of course, he should be the point guard. I think this is Kyrie hearing how much James Harden has sacrificed. I think Kyrie wanted everybody to know, I was okay with him taking over this position. I'm sacrificing as well. That's what this is about.
Man, you guys are killing Kyrie here. Bill Plaschke,
You're being way too hard on him here. He's the one guy of these three players who's the most insecure, who needs to know what his role is. Let him state his role. Let him say, this is who I am, this is what I'll be. The other players with Durant and Harden say, fine, do what you want. He needs the structure, the security, the stability. That's what he's saying.
I'm more insecure than all of them.
And why do we have coaches?
No, I mean, they have a coach. They have a vibe, I believe is how they say. Wait, no coaches, just vibes. That's how we're doing it with the Nets. Well, it worked. The Nets had 16 assists. Irving's playing well. Durant needs to get back to the lineup. We'll move on. Daytona 500, last lap chaos, which followed whole race chaos. Crashes, rain delays, McDonald runs by Ross Chastain. Take away from Michael McDowell's Daytona win, KB?
Well, a great win for him. A guy who, for the first time, won 358 starts, and he finally wins the Daytona, of all things. And how about the drive-through at the window? The only thing I want to know is, did they actually go in the race cars? Can you see him pulling up? Take the net down. I'll have a big
That would have been a lot better, though. You're right. Frankie?
Oh, man.
We all love sports. What we don't like about sports are delays. You cannot, under any circumstances, have a 5-hour delay. Sorry, great finish, but the delay, no.
You're burying the lead. Michael Jordan had a car in the race, and it was caught for cheating twice.
Failed inspector.
That's the story. Bubba Wallace, the car was penalized.
There's that. Emily Kaplan?
I just want one day to be as optimistic or enthusiastic as KB is about NASCAR and cynical as Frank is about everything. That would be nice.
That's it? All right. That much? Ooh, now a grimace.
Oh,
why a shot at me?
Emily Kaplan, Frank Isola. More grimaces than the McDonald's that Chastain went to right there. You guys can sort this out. In elimination, Flashy, Black and Stone.
Was KB really doing this?
2 minutes.
Was KB really doing this, KB?
Hey,
do that again.
Because you
that
pull
again.
Up, what the car's shaking.
Set
that down. No call. Woo!
Sitting your player so they stay fresh for the trade deadline. Two teams are doing this right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers with Andre Drummond and the Detroit Pistons with Blake Griffin. Both are on the bench, not playing, so they can be traded. Who would make the biggest impact? Bill Plaschke, first to you.
Well, Blake Griffin hasn't dunked a basketball since 2019, believe it or not. So who wants him?
What?
Andre Drummond to the Lakers, perfect fit. That's where he should go. That's where it works.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, nothing's going to help the Wizards, so I'll leave both of these guys out
please.
Of that. But between the two players, you take the 17 and 13 with Drummond. Come on. I mean, great. Blake Griffin said last month that he feels ancient.
What's the stat, Plaschke? He hasn't dunked the basketball since when?
Since 2019. Believe it. It's a true stat.
I can't.
Well, the point goes to Plaschke. Showdown 2 from Fox 4's Leslie Delis-Bohr. Roll tape.
It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football. I didn't sleep for the past two nights because of this. I was that upset. I personally would like an apology.
Lorraine Groves is the daughter of Greg Groves, the master silversmith who forged the Lombardi Trophy. Does Brady owe all silversmiths an apology, Kevin?
Well, I understand her disappointment talking about her family having constructed this, but come on, stop. I mean, it was taken care of. Nothing happened to it. It's a Super Bowl trophy.
You know who the most famous silversmith is? Paul Revere was a silversmith. Brady knows no apologies to Paul Revere, who fellow former Patriots, all that stuff. No apology necessary.
Plaschke, it's just like a wealth of information right now. I'm not sure if it even makes sense, but sure, go ahead, Billy, FaceTime.
I want to give a shout out to the strongest person I know, Mary Margaret Plaschke. My mom turns 90 this week. She used to type my stories when I was a grade school reporter and bring them into the newspaper. And today she watches me on Around the Horn and accuses me of having a fat neck. I love her. Married 66 years, four children, nine grandchildren, and she gets the second vaccine March 1st.